So you were telling me that you did a degree in early modern history.
Yes.
Why did you choose that?
I actually went up to do environmental science and panicked about 3 weeks into the course.
Right.
Because I thought the mathematics would have been too much for me. Because I'd done it, as I'd say, I'd done a foundation course and struggled with mathematics, you know. So I panicked and I looked around and thought, right, I'll just go for an easy one.
And did you ever regret doing early modern history?
No, I didn't, because I love reading anyway. I love reading, you know, about history. And I ended up going, I went and did a postgraduate diploma then in adult and continuing education, which is a sort of a game I'm in now, you know.
Right, so who do you work for?
I work for Derry Youth and Community Workshops, a training organisation in Derry, you know. I'm a tutor there.
And what kinds of things do you do?
Well, I get people in. I'm supposed to be a literacy and numeracy assessor, but in reality I run a 2 week job search course for people who are made to do it through New Deal, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
So anybody comes on my door on a Monday morning doesn't want to be there, you know.
I'm sure they don't.
They're forced to do it, you know, so it's more diplomacy keeping them here than it does anything else, you know, that sort of way. But it's a very enjoyable job.
Aye.
You know, I'm practically know everybody in there because of the job, you know.
Aye.
It's great, like I get free taxi rides, ever. My mate's going to do pubs with me, and I get three pints bought to me. And, what is it? You know, well, they're New Deal pints, I'm sorry, you know, sort of.
Well, I suppose it is true that, you know, in a sense, you're really doing a favour for them.
Well, the thing about it is, the Dole knows that half a Derry's still doing the double. And I get guys on a Monday morning going, me and Mucker, I have to work, and I'm going, you don't work in my shift. I don't care what you do. It's not my job to tell the Dole that you're doing the double. I said, but if you're caught doing the double, you'll get done for doing the double. I'll get done for fraud. This organisation will lose its contract. I could go to jail for it. You know what I mean? So generally they're fine about it, you know, but see some of the people that come in. Like I had a guy in about 6 months ago. And I could see him, big fella, you know, so I could see him squaring up, you know. I thought, what the fuck is he going to see? You know? Me and Mugger, I'm working. I says, well, you're not going down to tell the Dole. I says, and sure, let me know what they say when you come up again. I knock the stuff out of him, you know. I said, look, get a cup of coffee and I'll get a chat with me. He lands on me and goes, could the wife not do this? I says, does she look exactly like you, does she? And he went, no. I says, well, no, the fucking wife can't do this, you know. What is he saying? His wife up so he can get out to work, you know.
Crazy.
People up there, you know, they're desperate to get out to work, you know.
What other things have they got up to that you've discovered afterwards?
Oh, I've gone phone so-and-so, tell him to come in, he's on a visit tomorrow at my door, a New Deal. I have a list of numbers, so I phone this guy, Shifty he's called, his nickname, no, you can imagine, Shifty. You need to hear about 10:15 tomorrow, because I wait to brief them on what they say, you know, before they get interviewed at the door. That's going to be difficult. I says, why? He says, I'm on a fag run in Lanzarote. Because we're buying hooky fags in Lanzarote, you know. They'll be up, you know, black economy, they'll be up all sorts of things, you know.
And is there going to be much of a black economy in Derry?
Oh, big style, yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. There's still a very high unemployment in Derry. See, there's been no benefits from the ceasefire in terms of, like, Belfast, as you can see. Have you been back to Belfast?
Buzzing.
It's just a sea of cranes. There's nothing. Derry hasn't. There's been no real economic benefit.
And why is that? Why do you think it's been?
There's always been a focus, and Derry people have always thought that west of the van, the unions government's never looked west of the van, you know.
True enough.
And then, you know, direct. You know, government in Britain, they didn't bother too much either, you know. And then, you know, Derry's traditional industries, they're long gone, you know, and they're never going to be replaced, you know. I think Derry's last shirt factory shut about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks
was
ago.
Was it really?
Specialised shirt factory.
Oh, isn't that
gone,
sad?
You know? But that was...
Because that's, you know, in a sense, that was Derry's whole thing,
that
wasn't
was
it?
That was Derry's thing, surely. The women went out and worked in the men. Walk the dogs, as they say in the song, you know.
Yeah. But your mummy didn't have time for
no, my mummy did not. My mother had 5 daughters and 2 sons to look after.
And they all still alive?
My mother's dead now for 5 years. And my father died when I was 10, you know.
Oh,
we were very young. My dad died, you know.
Very hard, isn't it?
It was hard, my mother, you know.
Desperate hard on her.